Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and I am so excited to be back with you again. Well, it just seems that every week I keep going deeper and deeper into the energy of being on the radio, being on television, doing live call-in talk shows. And as you'll notice that I'm not having a lot of guests on here because I figure that you are the guest. You are the expert. And I want to honor your solutions, your intuitive capacity. Well, let's go look at seeing what is on the horizon for astrology and for the readings. I'm doing a four-part reading, which is what I've been sending out to my email class every morning. So any of you who feel that this is what you'd like to do, I'd like to have you join us. So first of all is, let's look at what is your clarification. If you have any question, if you have an emotional condition going on, I'm working out of the book from Gerd Ziegler, the German gentleman who is a master at the Tarot. And so the first card is the Eight of Discs, which is Prudence. I'm using the Crowley deck, and if you try to match this information with, let's say, the Morgan Greer or the any other deck, it's just like apples and oranges. So let's just sit back and kind of let yourself listen to, you know, what information is for you out of these cards, and keep asking yourself the questions and answering questions that I may throw out. After I finish the reading, I certainly invite you to call in. So with the Eight of Discs, this is my question. What is blossoming on this tree? Because on this tree, there are eight blossoms, and they're surrounded by leaves, which indicate that there are four on the right, four on the left. You got that visual? All right. So as you're looking at in your mind's eye, because this is where it really starts to cook, four on one side, four on the other side, equally balanced, right brain, left brain. And there are four projects on one side, four projects on the other, eight all total. Or they're all, maybe there's eight of one category belonging to one project. I call this write a book, this card. So if you're interested in writing a book, you either have one book with eight chapters or eight books. And whatever these blossoms, these flowers represent, they're in full bloom. They're in existence someplace in the universe, and what you're doing is tapping into them. Any more writing a book that takes more than, takes 2 to 5 years, of course, would take a lot of research. What is here for us now is information is right here, right now, because we've never been where all of the research, we've been there, done that. And right now, we're in a place where it's important to know that we can't repeat whatever we did 25 years ago, 50 years ago, 1,000 years ago. So what? And here we go, moving forward. Whatever is with this particular card, there's a tree, and we must water the tree. If we have ideas, and it has all of these ideas, all of these facets to it, and we don't water the tree, which could be us, don't nurture ourselves as we're doing this, then it kind of drops, the blossom will drop. So keep going, keep feeling the energy of what is this project might be for you. And I know that there are many people who are being called to write books. And as you notice, we have a plethora of books out there that just, you know, and many of them are repeating what we've already seen before. And you know, as I used to hear, there's nothing new in the universe. However, there's everything new in the universe right now. Everything is new. Okay, so the second card, what I'm open to receive. I'm opening to receive the Queen of Cups. Now, the Queen, as within the Knight and the Prince and all of that, Princess, these are mastery cards. They are part of the royalty cards. There are 16 of them. So the Queen of Cups in our emotional system, she's behind the veil. And knowing that we've got eight projects or eight something sitting out there, she knows what these projects are, and that would be you. You're behind the veil. You're being processed. You're being upgraded. What do you want to call it? Computers. You get downloaded, uploaded. And what this is all about is you are questing. You're going behind the veil. You are questing for what am I doing around this mastery of the eight projects or eight somethings under one heading. So what I had put down is I'm mastering my clarity around my readings, my classes, and my email class. Now, because on this flower you have two lotus at the on the bottom, which is, you know, the upper and the lower, the above is what is above is also below. So the queen being in the upper half of the card, she is bringing forth all of this so that it can be brought to you and reflected in this pond. So my mastery, my question around my classes, what, and you're going to fill in the blank, whatever's relevant for you. It could be a relationship. It's being reflected to you. Excuse me. The third card, what I project to the outside world about this whole, this reading is the Ace of Discs. Well, new beginnings, all aces for me represent beginnings. And the discs are on the physical level. So on the physical level, we are bringing to the what is below all of our dreams that we've been getting for our entire life, whether it's 20 years, 50 years, 90 years, 100 years. It's still possible at age 100 to manifest a dream that you've always had. Perhaps you're going to have someone who is going to be the one who carries on the legend. Now, with the Ace of Discs, this is the third highest money manifesting card in the deck. This is the same reading that I did on television. Well, I wish you, I looked in the control room, and I was doing an exercise, which is to take your fist and hold it, and this is all the money that I could ever manifest. And I looked in the control room, because, you know, when you look in the TV control room, the lights are on, and everyone had their fists, and they were, yeah, let's pull it in. I just cracked up right on the television. They were ready to manifest everything, all of their dreams. And so I just felt so good with that. And that means your inner, the inner work that all of us have been doing is now ready to pay off. We're ready to live unconditional in the outside, what we are have been purifying, cogitating, incubating on the inside. And many of you who are listening to this program, you've been doing some major, major work, and it is now time to bring it into fruition. So the last card, I like this card a whole lot, and that is the Ten of Discs. Notice we've got three discs, all on the physical plane, plus the Queen of Cups, which is emotional. You got to feel it. So until we feel it behind that veil and you feel it inside, it isn't coming down onto the physical plane. So with the Ten of Discs, wealth, we are expanding that inner wealth of our feeling. Now, we just had a Virgo full moon, which is influencing details in our expansion. We're being given the details in our dream time. And it's up to us as we're aware of our dreams, what it is that we're here to do. And for many, it is not the same as we would have anticipated. Because that full moon in Virgo, and I'll be talking a little bit more about astrology there, it is one of those moons where you, it's get off of it and move on and get it. Let's do it. We can no longer be in this contracting with the economy. I have a friend who lives in Concord, California, in the Bay Area, and she's a perfect example of expanding. Now, with everything that I just gave you, it is about eight possibilities and taking it into the emotions. It is about knowing that the new beginnings are here and then knowing that the Ten of Discs is wealth, whatever wealth means to you. For not everyone does it mean money, because many of you have money, and that's perfect. And yet there may be something in the physical realm that you would really like to clear. A little later I'm going to be doing a healing that when I get ready to do this program, both with television and radio, I go into a deep place, connecting with my guides. I connect with anyone else and see what books fall off the shelf. I process all of this information. So there goes Monday, there goes Thursday, where I get to be in bliss, where I get to, you know, pull it together for me, and then I share it with others. And that's one of the reasons I decided that I must come back on the radio. Is for me to do that, I need a place to put the information. I could keep it for myself, but I've done all this. I really feel that it's important to share it. All right. So anyway, going back to my friend in Concord, California, she's in this process of expanding, which I call expansion is a prosperity mentality. You're expanding. You're doing all of this thinking outside the box. And because of this economy, many people are contracting. They're saving every cent, which is almost like punishing the stores because they're taking away other people's livelihoods. And people aren't signing up for courses. Well, as I talked to this lady a couple nights ago, she is enrolling in every course that was going to take her and her projects to the next level. And so she's totally in her power of expansion. And of course, what do you think is happening? Everything is coming to her because she's in this mode of expansion instead of contraction. Now, what happens with fear? Fear makes you contract. So to be in your power of expansion doesn't mean you have to go out and blow everything that if you get a salary, you spend it all. You can do wonderful trades. So one of the things that I'm looking at is how can we expand here with the economy? And I've talked to several of my coaching clients, in the spiritual coaching clients, and money seems to come up a lot, and health, those two things. And so many of them have shared, well, if I had gotten that $1,000, if I had gotten what, blah, 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 I'd have gone out and spent it, and our economy would be really moving. Well, that didn't happen. So I looked at, and I did this same program. If you listen to watch my TV program, I went through this, and you're going to get something different this time when you're listening. So I said, you know, this whole thing about pay it forward. You all know that principle. You give money to someone, you don't expect anything from it. And I said, how about if we take, I just use 25 bucks. Because, you know, usually you can get 25 bucks or $20. And you give it to someone of your choice. You either buy a service, you buy a product, or you tithe to someone. I'm finding the tithing is helping me a whole lot. So I'm passing money forward. So this is my little way of keeping the economy moving. Just imagine if everyone out there decided that they were going to pay $100 forward. Perhaps you're going to have a reading with me, or you're going to do something with anyone who's on this program. It's going to make that person very happy, and they in turn are going to take the whatever percentage of that, and hopefully they will have that consciousness of tithing 10% and pass it on, or 20%, or 5%. So each and every one of us can take that responsibility, and I'm not saying that you have to do it. It's just a lot of people have really jumped on the bandwagon. They really feel that it's important to do this. So to tithe a certain percentage that arrives in your bank account. That's what I've decided to do. If it arrives in my bank account and I make sure that it always goes through my credit card machine or PayPal or whatever. So that a percentage of that I know goes to the bank. So I'm helping the bank. I don't have a big problem on that. One of the things that I've been looking at in my own home here, in any place I go, is I look at the money corner. Now, if you've done feng shui, which is the sacred art of placement, and you look at you walk in your house, you look at the far left corner. Now, I know many of you have heard this before, and I'm thinking of some of you who listen to this program regularly. You know this. However, I know this too. So instead of just saying, I know all of this, I went to my money corner to look to see what was going on. Well, that's in my bedroom, and it's exactly in the corner where my husband, on his side of the room. And I looked at all of the stuff on top of his dresser, and I said, oh, boy, there's some clutter going on in my money. So I went in, and I asked him if he'd be okay if I just rearranged things a little bit, put things in a box so it wasn't so cluttered. And these are the colors that I put in that corner, the far left-hand corner. I put in some purple, and then I put in some green. Money is always green. I put in some gold. I have the Susan B. Anthony coins. I think that's got gold in it. And then I put some red in. I have one of those prosperity red doohickeys, whatever you call it. So I've got purple, I've got green, I've got gold, and I've got red. Now, I went to one lady's business, and she had a purple violet flame type diffuser. I said, goodness, let's get three of those in your money corner because it's really congested over there. And so I'm assuming that she'll put those three purple diffusers, which goes on and off, which is, you know, the reflecting and the stopping and starting and the flowing. If you have a water fountain or a picture of a waterfall or a picture of a stream or a picture of moving water, or and be sure that if you put a plant in there, that it's a healthy plant. Don't put one that needs a lot of water and then walk away and think of it, your prosperity, like I said, with the tree. You keep watering the tree. The other thing with this thing, so you've got purple, you've got green, you've got gold, and you've got red. You've got water flowing, pictures of moving water, waterfalls, streams, and a healthy plant or a functioning fountain. Eight, the number eight. So I have eight Susan B. Anthony coins. One person said, well, I'm going to put eight new $1 bills. Perfect. Eight is the number. One of the things is to dust that corner, clean it, daily prayer. One of the chants that you could use is Om Mani Padme Om. However, with my friend who does feng shui, she said, do that one 9 times. Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani, or you can just do Om, Om, 9 times. I like the one, I love you God, 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 I love you God. I think I did it 10 times. Well, oh well. You see, what is happening, only when I do it slower. So these are some of the things you can do in and around your own prosperity. Because we are preparing for 2012. We began the major shift in 2008, January. One of the things I like to pass on to you, which I put at the bottom of many of my emails, and this quote is really great. Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. You know what I'm talking about. So let's apply this to, I always like to dovetail it into something. So if you are the caterpillar, that means you're in the chrysalis. You become gelatinous. You are breaking down all of the old systems that you have heretofore been ensconced in. And your money situation has, whatever it has been doing, it isn't moving in the way that you'd like it. Or your business, or you name it. If you have everything working and cooking just fine, maybe you're here to pass this information on to others. So think of yourself as a caterpillar. Maybe that there's chaos and that you just kind of surrender. Not kinda, you can't just kinda. And then you become the butterfly. It's as soon as you let go. Here's the other thing I like to put on my emails. No trees were killed in sending this email, but a large number of electrons were terribly inconvenienced. I love that. I thought that was so great. Okay, we can open the phone lines if you have any comments on this. I acknowledge your intuition and who you are. Any comments on the tarot cards, any comments on a economy, what you're doing to improve the whole situation. Love to hear from you. That's what we're here for. Interesting. When I get on the radio, my throat, and the same with TV, my throat starts acting up, which means I know that I'm in channel when that happens. Okay, like I said, if you want to give me a call, find out what's going on with you. I have my tarot cards. I'm going to start, working into a deeper part of the channeling here and whatever I'm talking about. So, speaking of the chaos, and being the caterpillar, not knowing whether you're going to be a butterfly or just going to stay in the state forever. Because being in the void, being in the surrender, indicates that you've told God, goddess, all that is, that, okay, I'm available for wherever you may need me. Now, before I moved to Eugene, Oregon, I'd been in Mount Shasta, fabulous, beautiful place. And I wrote on one of the lessons that I send out every morning in my email class all over the country, world, and I said, show me where my light is needed. Well, don't write that down if you don't want to move. Because when I wrote down, show me where my light is needed, I just let that go. And I said, okay, God, where do you want me? So I just let it go. The next thing I know, we had major conflict in and around my landladies, and all of a sudden it was so clear, couldn't have gotten any clearer, and I was out of it. We were out of there in 1 week because I believed that I was listening. So as you're listening to spirit, you know that you're never going to go wrong. Okay, then moving on. So one of the ways I assist the world, I believe, is through my live call-in television program here in Eugene, Oregon, and through this radio call-in program. And I'm also going to be starting that. I just kind of took some time, maybe 6 years, without doing too many classes, and I've decided now it's time to do them. So I'm going to be starting out with teleconference classes because, you know, most of you are listening to me maybe from the West Coast, East Coast, South, North, and those people in Eugene can sit in my office if you so desire. One of the benefits, and I really got that when I was on KEST in San Francisco, as I believe that that's where my clairaudience was developed because I had to listen. Listen to when people called in at a very deep level. And now as I'm listening at the deepest possible level, and it's not the deepest I can go deeper, as can all of us. What happens is I'm listening to what the guides, the healers are saying on the other side. If we are connected to the other side or to within or wherever your place is, could be in your gut, your belly, it could be in your heart, could be in your throat, I never know where it's going to happen in each of you because we're all different. We generally fall in four different categories or maybe more. Our clairaudience, which means our hearing. We hear what's coming in. When I hear, it's in my mind. Thoughts keep popping in my head. And finally I said, okay, I guess that's what I'm doing. I'm hearing it in my mind. So I accepted that, and now once I said, okay, all right, now many more things can come in. Clairvoyance is what I can see. A voyeur is someone who is capable of seeing into the future, into the past, into everything. So you see, and mostly I see in my mind's eye. It's like there's an internal movie going on. How exciting that gets sometimes. And I don't check in with people, by the way, when I walk by them. I make sure that I am told, I've told God, I said I'm not interested in just being used for whatever. Sometimes God doesn't pay attention, just gives it to me anyway. But when I go to a party, many people say, well, you're not going to read me, are you? I said, absolutely not. You haven't given me permission, nor would I deign to intrude so rudely on something that you, because it's inappropriate in that session, that setting, you wouldn't remember, I wouldn't remember, and there's no follow-up. I want to be with a tape recorder so that you can listen to it later, DVD, CD, whatever, so that it gets recorded. I'm the translator in between. So the teleconference will be starting very soon. All the information is on the front page of my website, www.mountshastamagic.com. So that's one of the ways. The other way is an email, intuitive coaching group that I've been working with for 2 years now. And I actually taught several of the people on that their tarot through the email. And then I would send them a picture of the card. Pretty awesome. Technology, what we don't have. All right. like I said, anytime you want to, you can just go ahead and interrupt me. And if you have a question, I have my cards here. So with astrology, always have liked astrology, and I'm not an astrologer. However, I do a lot of research on people's websites. This comes from Skywatch. Lance Ferguson used to be on my radio program all the time. So I check back every once in a while to see what's going on. And I remember him talking about Venus in retrograde, and that we have Venus in retrograde. And what this is about is acquiring anything on the physical plane. For example, going shopping. He says, hold off on the tattoos, hold off on the cosmetic surgery, or anything radical in change in your dress, your fashion, or any of the styles. If you're redecorating your house during a Venus retrograde, a couple months later, you're going to say, what was I thinking about? Now, I had my hair cut, and I did it asymmetrical, but I figure my hair can grow out. I love it, however. So look and see what you're purchasing during this Venus retrograde, especially in clothes, and your taste could change. Now, as far as your project that you've already started, that's a different story. All right. So like I said, we had a full moon in Virgo, and that's about details. And then we had Saturn coming in there. So Saturn is asking us with this, along with Virgo, you know, it's saying, let's get our act together. If you've been considering doing this, considering doing that, those eight projects that I mentioned in the first with the cards, it's time. They're tugging at you to say, let's get your act together. Let's get moving on it. We've also got Uranus, which is the planet of change and surprise, is at the other side of the whole picture. In other words, if we aren't doing change in our life, it will be done unto you. You can change your life. You can change your mind. What this is about is we're changing the world one person at a time, and it starts with us. So looking at anything that's outmoded, as I was writing this up for my TV program the other day, I was walking around my house and I said, oh my gosh, this is outmoded. I don't need this. This is outmoded. I don't need that. And so I started my cleaning house, especially a lot of papers. You know, if you've got a printer in your office, you're probably going to have more stuff around than you really need. So right here, right now, we're looking at details. We're staying in the now, being very present. Because what part of us wants to be in control, and of course Saturn and Uranus say, forget it. You're not really going to be in control, because before we could slide along anymore, we have to be at the highest possible service. So if the change is here, you don't get to know what your assignment is really. Before we knew what our assignment was. When we came, we knew what the assignment was. Okay, I'm going to live on the farm. I'm going to marry Joe Blow that I went to high school with. I'm going to have 2.1, whatever, children. Anymore, that is all out the window. It's whatever spirit wants, because we're in this place of the void. And, of course, if I'm not very good in math, you don't think I'm going to be given a job where I'm doing mathematics. Let's hope not. But, you know, if I had to learn it, I would do it. So we're moving into this new energy. Pretty good, because what we're here to do is to understand more of who we are. And this comes from the meditation, comes from deepening, by reading, whatever it is. Today, we had a bright, bright sunny day. So I got to be out in the dirt, digging in the dirt, mixing and taking out weeds. And it was like this whole thing that I was getting ready to talk about. It's getting connected to Mother Earth and taking out anything that was outmoded, which were those weeds. They're going to be replaced with carrots and onions and tomatoes and cucumbers and all of that. This is good. So we're kind of coming back to the 60s. Those of you who experienced the 60s, it's really this cultural shift, and we're the ones, and we're being asked to be a little more radical than we have been. We're changing, and the radicalness comes within us. not so much as the communes, and yet we're coming back into community. And I'll bet, I can kind of predict that we'll be in community. It'll be different than we were before. It won't be the same way. So we'll see how this is going to play out. And there will be much more, there will be many more people sharing jobs. Yes, I believe we have a call.
Hey, Judith.
Hi.
It's Julianne.
Hi, Julianne. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. So I'm really enjoying the talk about the retrograde and all this stuff, but when does it end?
I think we've got a couple more months on that one to go.
Months?
Yep. This is a longer one. As far as I don't remember exactly when Venus goes direct. But I think we're in it pretty far, and I don't think it's too much longer. It was like when I got my hair, like I said, I can grow my hair out. But if I went and bought an expensive desk for my office, I may not like that desk at the end of a couple months.
Okay, so we got, what, 2-3 more weeks maybe?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, I will put this on my website.
Okay.
The front page of my website when I can go in. And maybe there's an astrologer out there who can give me a call. Like I said, I'm not an astrologer. I just love astrology, and I love to pull from here and there as it applies to the lesson today.
Okay, well, great. I'm looking forward to the end of all this turmoil. Yeah,
so how can I help you today? Since you've called in, you're part of the program now.
Uh-oh.
Which is good, because you're in transition.
I'm in transition.
Big time transition. I'm shuffling my cards. Tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop.
All righty. All right, so do you have a particular question? You just want to let me go shoot from the hip?
You can shoot from the hip.
All righty. Sloppy cut, but it was a good one. Okay, it's the card of the Prince of Wands. Now, for those people listening and you can't see the card, and I'm going to eventually have my little camcorder up there, my little webcam, so I can put it right up here and you can look at this. The colors are gold and orange. Wands are spiritual and fire and passion. The Prince, which is you, young energy, masculine moving energy. You're sitting in the chariot. Can you visualize yourself doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to go, and the chariot is being pulled by Leo the Lion. Now, if you've been around anyone who's a Leo.
Yeah.
Or you have been around lions.
Been married to a Leo for 18 years.
Okay. There's passion. There's fire. And this lion is pulling this chariot. And there's you with this young energy, ready to move, ready to just charge. And the reins of the Leo, the lion, are draped over your shoulder, over your wrist. In other words, you don't have to, the lion knows where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And in the chariot is fire. It is the card of focus. So whatever you got out of the four cards that I sent out, and I do send those out, by the way, on my email class, and every once in a while I'll send them out to anybody that just, like, my mind says, okay, send it. Those four cards really are culminated with this one, which is focus. Focus, focus. What is the end result that you think Spirit wants for you? And then, of course, God's sitting there laughing like crazy. Is that all you want?
Is that all I want?
Is that all you want? Would you be interested in a larger venue?
Mm.
So what I'm getting with this card is you're focusing your energies of your gifts and talents and in the chariot. You're not limiting it with anything. Okay, these are the things that I think that I can do, God and our spirit. These are the things that I'm available to do, and of course you know what else I'm ready to do that I haven't even developed the skill for.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this card indicates you're mastering right now. Letting the Leo the Lion pull, in other words, your passion, which is focused in the chariot, to pull it and to allow Spirit to move you where Spirit will move you.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking for a new job lately, or okay. so I think, and I'm kind of just waiting for the right thing to present itself.
Okay, so I normally don't pull two cards, but because you're the first one, so I'm going to go ahead and pull another card. Okay, do they want you to do what I'm hearing you say? You have two possibilities.
No, I've interviewed for a couple of jobs, but I'm waiting for the right one to present itself.
Right, so let's look at new job as opposed to what you've been doing before.
Okay.
Which could be what you've been doing before, could be with this focus to put the focus on and really pour the coals to it.
Right.
Tell me when to stop shuffling, and I will.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna hold these in my left hand, my non-dominant hand. I'm going to let the card drop and do a natural break. Nice, clean one. That is the Emperor. The Emperor is a major arcana. So, Julianne, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Julianne, this is an Aries card, which is new. They're asking you to do the new. And this is a double Aries, as a matter of fact, and new beginnings. And so they're looking at two very strong options. Now, anyone out there listening at this time, you also, if you're listening at this time and you have asked any question of yourself in and around this, anything that I've said to Julianne is also for you. Now, with the double Aries, that means pioneer, pioneer, pioneer. It has to be outside the box, new, different, innovative. If it's the same old from the establishment, which is I mean, you could recreate the old business that you had, and it would be fine, and it would be boring. What you need to do is to be focused on something new. I mean, you can still do the old. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to throw the baby out of the bathwater. I would get that going so that you could have money coming in to move you into the new. The Emperor has his leg crossed, which indicates that he's keeping out all outside influences, people, relationships, or whatever, you know, just be very focused on what wants to happen, and I would really start my meditation and deepen that.
Okay.
Good news.
Thank
on
you.
Each side of the throne, on the end of the armrest, are huge coins.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, because there is money coming to you. Now, for you and anyone else listening at this particular time, I want you to be aware of finding coins on the ground. If you find a penny, that's $1,000. And I want you to buy into that hook, line, and sinker. If you find a nickel, that's $5,000. That's coming to you. If you find a dime, I just found a dime today. Somebody backed out, and there was my dime. That's $10,000. I came so close to winning $10,000 in the lottery today, missing one number. And that was Spirit saying in two different ways, a dime, $10,000, and the lottery that I could, that was that close. So I'm not upset that it didn't happen. It's Spirit saying $10,000 is coming to me some way, shape, or form.
Okay. I'm going to throw my penny jar on the ground. And then I'll pick them all up.
Way funny, Julianne.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God, I love it. Okay, so
awesome.
Anyone else?
You have a great night.
What was that?
I said, you have a great night.
You, thank you very much for calling.
Oh, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. I love it when people call because I get to help them, and we get to have a laugh and et cetera. So she's going to throw the penny jar down. So if you find a quarter, then that's $25,000. If I find 50 cents, it's you just do the math. You know, it kind of gets to be fun, and what you're doing is you're opening up to that possibility that it could happen, just like when I found the dime, and then getting three numbers out of four, and I would, and it said $10,000 if I had gotten, you know, that last number. So that made me happy. That was like another signal. All right, who do we have on the line now?
Yes, Liz.
Can you talk just a little bit louder?
Liz?
Liz. Hi, Liz.
How are you?
Just fine. Where are you calling from?
New York City.
New York City. All right. A little cold weather out there?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. It was so warm today, I was out working in the dirt.
Oh, beautiful. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Well, this is all symbolic of what, you know, we're going through this winter to decide. We're hibernating, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. So any questions, any comments about what has been given so far, or do you have a question of your own?
No question, just a little reading.
All right. Okay, Liz. And you want it general?
Yes.
Okay, and I may ask you a couple questions during this. I'm shuffling. Tell me when to stop shuffling. I'm thinking of you, Liz, in New York City. Tell me when to stop shuffling, and I will.
Stop.
Stop. Okay, very good. Okay, Liz. All right. The card is the Queen of Swords. Okay, so our second queen, this is a mastery card. So, Liz, you're about mastery. And what you're doing, if you'll visualize this, the queen is sitting up above on her throne in up above the clouds. And so mentally, you're getting a lot of clarity. You're getting up above all of the stuff that's going on, the lower mind chatter that many people around you have. And it's showing the queen has a sword, which I always assume in my reality is truth. So what you're doing is you have this mental, this sword of truth, and you have cut away a mask. And the mask is masculine, and it is old. So remember what I was talking about earlier about cutting away any of the old stuff. Well, this is now old masculine stuff. It could be patriarchy. It could be the what is going on in the world. And she is naked from the waist up, which means she's open and very cognizant of this masculine suppression maybe that you've been enduring or experiencing either in job or relationship or something. You're taking away the mask. And up above her head are crystals. In other words, you're getting so clear with your truth, and up above that is the little kid, which I call the inner child. The inner child is just so clear of what is here for Liz.
Wow, that's nice.
So how does this relate to you right now, and I'll take it to the next level?
It's so true. I've been, I don't even have to go out and look for it, but the truth comes to me.
Excellent. You have a very strong constitution. You're very, very strong. Your truth. Once you get a truth, you stick to it.
Uh-huh.
And so I see that, you know, cutting this mask away is very, very important. And with Julianne and yourself, both of you, you're here. Your destiny, your legend is right here. It's coming up very soon. And so I'm looking at timing. One person said, you can't do timing with a tarot card. I said, watch me.
You're adorable.
I'm going to go back and pull out that emperor that was for Julianne. That's the number four. So your truth and your destiny and your legend for both you and Julianne, 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, or 4 years. Now, you can choose which one of those. Which one do you choose?
4 months.
4 months. That feels comfortable for you?
Yes.
Feels comfortable for me, for you also. For Julianne, I'm feeling 4 weeks for her new job. Does that see how we work? It's like we're a community here.
Uh-huh.
You're helping her, she's helping you. Anything else?
Anything else you see?
I think we're complete here. I usually like to do just one because other people then would like to. So whoever calls in next or whatever comes in the rest of the program, then is going to be applicable to you. I'm going to be feeling your energy, and bringing you in for the rest of the program.
Okay, great. You're adorable. Thank you.
You bet, and you keep listening.
I will.
Okay.
Take care. Blessings. Bye.
Blessings to you.
Bye.
Whenever someone calls, I always reach for my telephone thinking I need to hang up. That's what they do at the studio. All right, so shuffling the cards, getting that energy out of here. And in and around the astrology, I feel we're about done with that. So one of the things that came out of that, it's okay to not know the answers right now and to be in the void. So I picked up a little book. I don't know how long ago it was. It's called Three Essays by Joel S. Goldsmith. And every once in a while, I will pick this book up, and as I did today, The Deep Silence of My Peace. And I started reading this, and all of a sudden, I'm typing into the computer bullets, and I'm just really going into this deeper place. and one of my purposes here on this program is not to titillate, it's to help you go deeper, to take whatever information I give to you. And you cogitate. And in fact, I like that word, cogitate. One of the most valuable lessons that you can ever do is after having a reading with me, is to transcribe the tape. And I'm recommending that you transcribe the radio program, or for those people in Eugene area, transcribe anything that's been given as a reading on these programs. And then email them to me. You will find that there's so much that has been given to you between the lines. So this is about deep peace that passeth all understanding. Now, when I mention any of these terms, God or goddess or all that is, the divine presence, the mighty I am presence, spirit, the higher power, Buddha, Yahweh, the light, life, you can insert the name of your guide, your angel, or anyone that is your higher power. So these are some of the bullets. There are about 15 of them. Okay, we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, Judith. This is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
California.
You're calling from California, northern,
yes.
Southern.
Southern.
Southern California. Very good.
Yes.
I used to be a California girl about 5 months ago.
Oh,
now I'm an Oregonian. Okay, Barb. So, have you been listening to the program throughout,
yes,
the whole thing?
A little bit of it.
A little bit of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so any comment, any question that you would like to insert here from the two callers that called in?
I'm looking more for spiritual intuitive guides. I seem to start and then stop and kind of get blocked. Times I feel stronger. Any avenues that I should be going down that would help me?
Oh, you bet. First of all, do you meditate?
Not as often as I should.
Okay. When we meditate, that is the way, when we get quiet, when we do our deep breathing, that is when spirit, God, goddess, all that is, all of those terms that I just used,
mm-hmm,
that's when they have access to us, because we're open to that avenue of communication.
Okay.
So because you called in, how perfect. I was going to go through all these things. I'm just going to jump right in and go right to the chase, which is my favorite. This is one of the things, to find that peace that passeth all understanding, because it is in that place where spirit or God or Christ or Buddha or anyone of the angels or guides has access to us. And when I would sit down, I'm just, like I said, all day before I do my programs, I kind of sit and write and I ask, okay, spirit, what do you want me to do? I'm in that place. And I say, okay, I'm going to sit here for 5 minutes. And I'm going to breathe. I'm going to slow down.
Okay.
And I just have to sit there until I get that feeling of peace. Now, I'll tell you what gets in the way. The mind yammer, the mind bunnies.
Yes.
And we get into this place where We start looking for solutions to our money problems, our health. Those are the two main things. or relationships, that comes in there too. And so our concerns and all of the angst, anything that comes gets in the way. And so the guides say, I can't get at her. She's not listening because she's only in fear.
Oh, okay.
So if you can just focus on, I am only interested in slowing myself down. I'm interested in having a guide, God, whoever the higher power is. Mother Mary came popping in when I'm thinking of you, Barb.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, it just Mother Mary came in and Mary Magdalene. Those two kind of sometimes come together. You know, small wonder. And what they would want you to do is to sit and maybe take paper and pencil and just sit and let this feeling of peace come over you.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that you've ever felt that.
Rarely.
Do you run a lot?
Yes, I'm not. My mind is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, can you park the mind bunnies at the bottom of the hill and say, I'm climbing to the top of the mountain. You can stay down here if you want to come back. I'll pick you up on the way down.
Okay.
Yeah, so just this feeling of sitting here. Sometimes people have to wait for 15 minutes because the mind chatter will start. And then you park it, and then you go back, and it's going back and forth. And once you have reached that feeling of total peace,
okay,
where the money concerns, the relationship concerns, the health concerns are gone, because there's nothing.
Okay.
Just you, and at that time, there is, I mean, it's just like God is all around you. God is within you. And as I was reading this material and typing it out, I could feel the presence all through me and around me, and I knew what my lesson was, that I had to talk about this, and I knew someone would call in. So because you have a body, you're available to, and you're doing this life on planet Earth, you're spiritual already, and you're already connected to God or Spirit or Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. Now, because I've mentioned those two names, I might recommend that you get a book on any of the books from the Baron Company about Mary Magdalene. There are many, many books in the bookstore.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling that those are two that are very, very close, and if you're listening to out there on the radio land, they're probably for you too. Okay?
Oh, all right.
Okay, Barb,
right.
thank you for calling. And that's the message for you, and I will talk to you again.
All right, good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, well, thank you for calling, and we're getting very close to the end of the program. Oh, this goes so fast. I didn't even get half of the stuff, and I gave you yet the most perfect material. So if you'd like to check out my website, www.mountshastamagic.com, that's MOUNT. Can see a picture of me there with my mountain, my Mount Shasta Mountain, and a heart that is showing. And on the front page, I have all my list of my classes that I'm doing. If you would like to participate in those, that would be wonderful. Perhaps you'd like to do a reading. And the two classes that I do mainly will be the first one is the teleconference class. It's an hour long, and I actually teach you how to read the tarot, how to channel, how to work with your dreams, how to work with astrology, in and around deepening and finding this inner peace. So that's a three-month class that's coming up. The other one that I've been doing for quite some time, and I do individual email readings for you. I send out a message. For example, I may send out the first four cards ended up being part of the work that I sent out. The people in the class then send me a response. Well, I didn't agree with that, or I agree with that, and this is how I feel what's going on with it. And then they ask a question, and for the rest of the day, we email back and forth. Some email once, some email twice. And then we continue on for the whole week like that. It's a blast. I love it. So there you go, and I will be back next Thursday And I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.